Book 6, The Book of Fate, Canto 2, The Way of Fate and the Problem of Pain. All he has achieved, he drags to the precipice. His grandeur, he turns to an epic of doom and fall. His littleness crawls, content through squalor and mud. He calls heaven's retribution on his head and wallows in his self-made misery. A part author of the cosmic tragedy, his will conspires with death and time and fate. His brief appearance on the enigmated earth, ever recurs but brings no high result to this wanderer through the eon rings of God that shut his life in their vast longevity. His soul's wide search and ever-returning hopes pursue the useless orbit of their course in a vain repetition of lost toils across a track of soon-forgotten lives. All is an episode in a meaningless tale. Why is it all, and wherefore are we here? If to some being of eternal bliss, it is our spirit's destiny to return, or some still impersonal height of endless calm, since that we are and out of that we came, whence rose the strange and sterile interlude, lasting in vain through interminable time, who will to form or feign a universe in the cold and endless emptiness of space, or if those beings must be and their brief lives. What need has the soul of ignorance and tears? Whence rose the call for sorrow and for pain? Or all came helplessly without a cause? What power forced the immortal spirit to birth? The eternal witness once of eternity, a deathless sojourner mid transient scenes. He camps in life's half-lit obscurity amid the debris of his thoughts and dreams. Or who persuaded it to fall from bliss and forfeit its immortal privilege? Who laid on it the ceaseless will to live? A wanderer in this beautiful, sorrowful world, and bear its load of joy and grief and love? Or if no being watches the works of time, what hard impersonal necessity compels the vain toil of brief living things? A great illusion then has built the stars. But where then is the soul's security? Its poise in this circling of unreal suns? Or else it is a wanderer from its home who strayed into a blind alley of time and chance and finds no issue from a meaningless world? Or where begins and ends illusion's reign? Perhaps the soul we feel is only a dream, eternal self of fiction sensed in trance. Then, after a silence, Narad made reply. Tuning his lips to earthly sound, he spoke, and something now of the deep sense of fate weighed the fragile hints of mortal speech. His forehead shone with vision solemnized, turned to a tablet of supernal thoughts, as if characters of an unwritten tongue had left in its breath the inscriptions of the gods. Bare in that light, time toiled his unseen works, detected the broad-flung, far-seeing schemes, unfinished which his aeoned flight unrolls, were mapped already in that worldwide look. Was then the sun a dream because there is night? Hidden in the mortal's heart, the eternal lives. He lives secret in the chamber of thy soul. A light shines there, nor pain nor grief can cross. A darkness stands between thyself and him. Thou canst not hear or feel the marvelous guest. Thou canst not see the beatific sun. O Queen, thy thought is a light of the ignorance. Its brilliant curtain hides from thee God's face.